sports betting landscape from coast to coast. This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the show. It is Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. I'm Mike Pritchard. I'm your host from Las Vegas. Your other host is Across America out there in Boston, Josh Applebaum. Good afternoon, Josh.
Good afternoon, Pritch. Happy Friday, my man. I know you got to catch a flight here. You got to catch a quick cab ride, Uber ride over to Allegiant Stadium
tonight.
So big game tonight. Got some college football championship games. I got two bets I wanted to share. We'll talk about that later, Pritch. Ton of college basketball. St. Mary's coming up bigly. For anyone who was on them last night, remember that was a KenPom sounding the alarm. And the line moved to St. Mary. Mm-hmm. 2.5 down to 1. 1.5. Got lucky there with a foul call that broke your way if you're on St. Mary's, Pritch. But I think my biggest takeaway last night, unders in these primetime games, Pritch. You didn't have, obviously, the Saints cover that number as an inflated line dog, so the primetime dog didn't bark for you. But primetime unders are now 20-16, 56% on the year. But here's the thing. Since November 1st, 18-8 primetime unders, 69%. Thursday night football unders, in particular, 10-3, 77%. Your next one up would be Pittsburgh and Minnesota next Thursday, under 46. And your next primetime unders will be a windy under Denver and KC, 15-mile-an-hour winds there. That total fell 49-47. And Buffalo, New England, Pritch. I'm hearing there might be snow on Monday night. We'll be back at it to break down that game. But the total has fallen 45-42.5. So primetime unders, they're really, really crushing it right now.
Yeah, the under last night, Thursday Night Football, a little dicey there at the end. I mean, but certainly that cash, though. I mean, 27 to 17. Interesting game as the Cowboys laid 6.5 in that game. We talked about it too, Josh. The inability to come up with points in the first quarter, it just handicaps the Saints. I mean, it doesn't allow them to be the team that we're accustomed to. Certainly Sean Payton trying to adjust to that factor. And cannot come up with any type of game plan. It's five games in a row in which they didn't score one single point in the first quarter. And if you think about it, Josh, your five-game losing streak, I mean, they've basically spotted their opponent 34-0, 34 points because of what the opponent's been doing in the first quarter. So you're playing with one arm tied behind your back there from the Saints' perspective, but the Cowboys laying a 6.5 was a play.
Yeah, it was. And again, tip your cap to the public. Sports books, contrarian bettors like me didn't love that result, but the public did. 77% of bets there with the Cowboys didn't outsmart themselves and ended up with a winner there. But Pritch, you know, you look at a lot of these numbers here that we just threw up on the board. Mm-hmm. I mean, you actually had more total yards for the Saints, 405 to 377. You had up more time of possession, 31 minutes to 28 minutes. The difference here, turnovers, Pritch. It seemed like every time, Hill would run the ball, he'd be great and pick up a ton of yards. Every time I threw the ball and kept, you know, obviously the commentators and the TV crew kept looking at that splint on his finger, he'd be throwing interceptions left and right. So again, you got a little bit more offense here. You didn't cover the number, but again, it's really to me looking at these unders here. And Pritch, at one point I'm blaming the refs, like that block in the back. Are you kidding me? That's just a good regular clean football play. CeeDee Lamb ball hit the ground. They called that a catch. So at first I'm like, okay, I can blame the refs here for losing my Saints plus the points play. But in the end, all those turnovers, I think the right side probably covered that number with the public and the Cowboys.
Really, I mean, focusing in on the turnovers and then red zone efficiency too, because I think it's easier than it's ever been in the National Football League to move the ball between the 20s. The college game is now in the National Football League. We see the RPOs. We see all this stuff, creative offenses all over the place, and great players too to boot. But so between the 20s, I mean, when I look at a box score, I'm not focusing in on the yards as much as I am red zone efficiency. Can they produce touchdowns as opposed to field goals? And then on the other side, too, defensively, can they prevent touchdowns? And there's some interesting plays this weekend that kind of focuses on that stat in particular.
Yeah, it's a great point by you, Pritch. So again, box scores, sometimes, you know, numbers don't lie, but a box score can kind of take away your bias and also kind of let you pick up on things that maybe you can apply moving forward. Like, you know, I was thinking about like college basketball. If a mm-hmm. team shoots like, you know, 65% from 3-1 game and that, you know, box score shows that, you're probably looking at some regression the next game. So great point by you, Pritch. You know, Simeon to Hill, you did get a little more offense. You did muster at least a few points here overall. But again, you know, you're really not getting much in your passing game, and it's a passing league. And if you can't throw the ball, which is what was the issue last night, in my opinion, you're not going to win too many games in a passing league.
Right. I mean, four interceptions, yeah, that's going to do you in every day, all the time. Let's get to some of this information from BetMGM. It's Market Insights. BetMGM always provide this for us, this information. Most bet games by ticket count, Patriots, Bills, Colts, Texans, Rams, Jaguars. Most bet teams by ticket count. You got the Colts, Patriots, and then the Rams. But I want to focus in on the most bet teams by handle. Look at the Dolphins here. By the amount of money that's coming in, they're lane four. I think that line has shifted now. But, you know, the Daniel Jones news, too. We had a graphic with Tua in which he's actually outplayed Kyler Murray to this point through 16 games. And I don't think the public or anybody's really focused in on that or realized that. And then defensively, Flores has got this defense plan like a lot of people expected it to play.
You're exactly right, Pritchett. It's Miami team. They've won four games in a row, and you got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, when you're starting your season, what, 1-7, Pritch, you can kind of probably kiss that thing goodbye. Testament to Flores to get this team to continue to play. But I'm kind of with you. You know, I think Miami is in a really good teaser spot right here.
Okay.
Going up against Glennon, a backup quarterback, and really Miami at the opener, it was only laying about three. But obviously with the switch with Daniel Jones, who we heard a rumor that he may play, now he's officially out. So Glennon was kind of a guy that we thought was going to start here. But now Miami's all the way up to -6. So are you going to lay six with Miami when you're kind of getting the worst of the number, when the number's already moved based off an injury alert here? I think the other way, go tease this thing down, six down to a pick 'em. If Miami can't get it done, a team that is playing very well right now and going up against a backup quarterback and going up against a team offensively that really isn't scoring a ton of points here, I think this is a good play at home to tease down Miami to a pick 'em. And Pritch, keep an eye on the total here too. Really good under team here with the Giants. They're 7-3-1 to the under. A lot of their offensive guys have been hurt here. We'll see who's able to play. But that total opened 42. It's all the way down to 39.5. So it's like, can I really take the under 39.5 here? Mm-hmm. You know, 40, it seems pretty low. It has to go over. But this would match a windy under. It's not going to be cold here, South Florida, but you are going to get about 10 miles an hour of wind. You have a good under ref here. You're looking at Brad Allen, about 54% to the under, nothing crazy. But also those non-conference unders, Pritch, when you're in a different conference, really has benefited these lower scoring games. They're now 38-20, 66% this year. So I'd look to tease down Miami with Glennon starting. I'd be looking at a low scoring game here, under 40 if you can still find it.
How about that? 40 the total in this game. I mean, again, Tua outplaying Kyler Murray through the first 16 games of his career. And then Glennon, he's been around. I don't know how much of a difference in terms of a downgrade from Daniel Jones to Mike Glennon. Is that a downgrade?
Yeah, who knows, Pritch? I mean, Glennon, you know, he's had his moments here, and I'd love to see his career earnings because it feels like this is kind of like one of those backup quarterbacks like Chase Daniels who you look back in and they made like, you know, $50 million in their career even though they didn't really play too much. But yeah, I mean, you know, part of me says let's buy low on a backup quarterback, but also part of me says with these system matches, non-conference favorites, I'd be more confident taking Miami down than I would be the six with the Giants.
We're showing 5.5 now on the board for the Dolphins, laying 5.5 against the Giants. Other news, too, most bet teams by handle, the Washington football team against the Las Vegas Raiders, Josh. How about that? On a short week, and the Raiders, more rest because they played on Thanksgiving, extra rest here, extra days, but yet the Raiders at home only laying 1.5 points here against the football team.
Yeah, I really like this move toward the football team, Pritch. And what's interesting is, you know, this is a team in terms of handle that's getting a lot of money, Washington. What I like about them even more is they're getting a low amount of tickets. So, you know, you're getting, I think it's 60, 70% of money here on the football team, but they're only taking in about, I think, 40% of bets. So this kind of is a blueprint reverse line move play for me. You're getting this Washington football team that has been playing very well as of late. We know that they are, you know, coming off a short week here. But if you look at kind of what we've seen, you know, you've won three straight. You're feeling pretty good about yourselves. You're getting guys hurt, but you're playing better on defense versus a Raiders team that's kind of going the other way. You had that big win on Thanksgiving against Dallas, but lose three in a row prior to that. To me, Pritch, when you get in these non-conference games and you have heavy betting on one side, yet the line goes the other way, that's a dead giveaway that you're taking in money on this Washington side. So public Raiders at home, yet the line, you know, opened like 2.5, even 3 at one point, now all the way down to 1.5. This is another really good teaser play. I think you've got a lot of, like, long teaser opportunities going through multiple key numbers this week because if you get Washington 1.5, you take them up to 7.5, Pritch, I'd be confident in covering that number, again, with an offense that Heineke is maybe, you know, starting to get a groove here a little bit, defense playing a little bit better. You know, Vegas still has their question marks here. If you take the football team plus 1.5 to plus 7.5, go through three, go through seven. That would be a teaser opportunity.
Some key injury updates too. Landon Collins out with the foot. I was watching that on Monday Night Football, and he's one of those safeties, the playmakers back there, but also that veteran leadership on a young defense now that has stepped up their game, though. He's going to be out. McKissick, the backup running back, he's going to be out. We all saw him get concussion in that game as well. It was a physical game against the Seattle Seahawks. And you got Gibson, the running back, the starter, 29 carries. I think he went up to 35 touches, including pass receiving passes as well. So that's a lot of work on a short week for one guy. His backup, let me know if you know who his backup is at running back position right now.
Oh, you got me, Pritch. I don't know. You got to bring up back Jonas Gray with the Patriots when he had that one game where he ran for like 300 yards. But, Pritch, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, sometimes when you hear these players being out, that kind of leads you to believe, like, I can't possibly bet Washington here. These guys are out. But what is the market telling you? Even though Collins is going to miss this game, even though, you know, McKissick is going to miss this game, the line didn't shoot back to Vegas. It continued to go toward Washington. So I think that kind of speaks to, you know, blocking out the noise, finding the signal amongst the noise. And even though lines still go into Washington, mm-hmm. despite them missing some key players, tells me that even without them, some respected money is still liking Washington here.
Yeah, on the other side too, Waller, the outstanding tight end for the Raiders, probably going to be out for this game. Currently doubtful, but he's not practicing. A lot of people are speculating he's not going to play at all for this Raiders football team against the Washington football team coming to town. The VSIN holiday offer is here right now. When you sign up for our $99 midseason football special, you'll also receive a $20 credit to the VSIN store. Get all of our expert sports betting analysis, insights, and data for the rest of the football season, plus $20 to buy VSIN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, this is a limited time offer, so sign up right now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSIN.com/subscribe. More betting across America after this.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey everybody, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Just download the app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID, open an account, and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love the technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21 years old and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you feel that you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you today. So Josh, finishing up most bet teams by handle, focusing in on the handle here. The 49ers come in at number three, laying three on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. Man, the way that the Seattle Seahawks has had it going up there in the Pacific Northwest, you would never see them as a home dog by this many points. It's been a while since I can remember something like that.
You're totally right, Pritch. And again, all things being equal, I would be all over Seattle here in the division. Divisional dogs, 57% ATS this year, and around the last 5 to 10 years, you're around that 55, 56% ATS number. You're also really buying low on Seattle here. We keep saying this, Pritch. You love buying low, but you don't love buying low on a team that never covers and never wins for you. So with that being said, you know, the interesting thing to me is, you know, I went into this saying, I really like San Fran here. They're playing well. Seattle's not playing very well. But what's kind of the line movement telling you? Even though this is a big handle bet, mm-hmm. with a lot of money on San Francisco, Pritch, this thing is back and forth, 3, 3.5, and all the 3.5s out there are juiced up and coming back down to Seattle plus 3. So I think it's one of these plays where your eye test tells you the Seattle Seahawks are terrible and take the 49ers all day. This is actually a layoff for me because, yeah. if anything, you're getting some system matches on Seattle, and at some point they're probably going to cover a number here, and I don't want to be with the public in a situation where it's almost a line freeze and coming back towards Seattle. Again, I know they haven't played well, and it's hard to sweat Seattle right now, but there's a reason why the 3.5s are coming back down to 3. That would keep me off of laying it here with San Fran.
Yeah, I had the fact that, okay, Russell Wilson playing quarterback, catching 3 points at home as opposed to any other quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson for a number of years, even at home with the 12s, the home field advantage at that time, certainly you would look to back the Hawks. Quick question, though, before we move into my playbook, Josh, I wanted to ask you about those three games, most bet teams by handle. I mean, I know we had the data about parlays and all that, how they're the penny slots for books. But if people are interested in something like that, like a parlay between two teams or even all three, I mean, the information that we just went over, that's probably something that you would stay away from as well, right?
Yeah, that's something I would stay away from, Pritch. So I think it's really important when you're looking at this data, what you want to look out for is a sweet spot. A sweet spot to me is when you can combine a lot of these philosophies that have been proven to be successful long term, betting against the public and going contrarian, because more often than not, the public loses. More often than not, the house always wins. But also wanting to be with respected money and big money here, Pritch. So when a team is getting like 80% of bets and 85% of money, that doesn't mean much to me because that just tells me a really lopsided play in general. But when you can find these teams that are getting 50% of bets, 40% of bets, but 60, 70% of money, you really want to find, for me, kind of like a 10 cent or 10% difference between low bets, higher dollars. Make it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
Low bets, higher dollars. That's what you're looking for, because that means you're both against the public with the house and with the sharp money. And the last thing is you want the line to be moving toward that low bets, higher dollars team. Like if you're getting 40% of bets, but 70% of money, and you're a dog and you fall from plus six to plus five, that's really how I use these percentages to hopefully to your advantage by looking low bets, higher dollars combined with a line move.
Man, really, really great insight right there, Josh. I mean, because you hear about, at least I do from my casual betting group. I mean, like parlay, you know, do all this stuff and like, wait a minute, hold on, pump the brakes a little bit. But no, that's outstanding information right there. Let's get to my playbook though. Because I'm excited about these plays. Went 2-0 last week. So I'm looking to continue that for sure, hopefully. But we got the Bengals. At least I got the Bengals. -3 over the Chargers. And here's why. I think the Bengals are a really complete football team despite the youth. You look at that defense and how well they've been playing lately. I know they've had some mishaps across the board a little bit against the Jets and then the Browns. But it's a young team that's going to happen, certainly. But then offensively, getting it done, too, from a balanced attack, not only rushing the football, the screen game, but then if you do load the box to stop the run, they have three elite receivers for Burrow to distribute the ball to you. I think that's outstanding for the Bengals right here. And the Chargers traveling, this situation too with the weather, I think that's going to be very, very interesting.
I think it is too, Pritch. And by the way, the weather is starting to become a factor here. Again, when you play these windy under system matches, you know, sometimes games will jump out to you, you know, days in advance. Other times we know the weather can change quite a bit and you can have a late evolving forecast. So I'm kind of with you on the Bengals under here. You know, a lot of these shops at right around like 50, 50 and a half down to 50. If you can still find a hook there, you're starting to get some bad weather where you're looking at around, you know, 50 degrees. It's not going to be too cold, but about 10 to 15 mile an hour winds. And Sean Hockley, Ed's Big Ed with the muscles.
You had to tell me that.
I had to, Pritch.
I wish I would have texted you before I made the bet.
I know, and I don't want to scare you too much, Pritch, but he's a good road ref. I'm sorry. Okay. He's about 65% to the road team. But here's one thing to make you feel a little bit better, Pritch. We just talked about bet first dollar discrepancies. At BetMGM, the Bengals are getting 51% of bets, but they're getting 82% of money. That's exactly what we were talking about, a split ticket count. Theoretically, a 50-50 ticket count, the line shouldn't move at all, but we know that not all bets are created equal. So with 82% of money on the Bengals, this would be your big wager bets with the Bengals. And it makes sense, Pritch. They open 2.5. They're up to 3. If you like the Bengals, you probably want the 3 now because they're juiced up. It's -3, -115. Like, it may go to 3.5. So I think you got a good bet versus dollar discrepancy play in your favor there with Cincinnati.
So the weather and the total is 50.5 here. On this game, and Hockley and his crew, last time out, watched them on national TV, and his crew called 28 penalties. Josh, look at the under 50.5 here in this game with weather.
It really is. And with all those penalties, Pritch, you're always like, you know, could they help you? Could they hurt you? You know, they're going to hurt you if you're on the under and there's pass interferences and, you know, offsides and stuff like that, false starts. You're going to like them because you're going to push them back a little bit and holding penalties and all that kind of stuff. But I'm kind of liking this under the more I think about it. And Pritch, one thing that we've seen this year is when you're a total of 50 or higher, see if I can find it for you. The under is 30 and 23 when the total is 50 or higher, 57%. So you feel like it's a shootout with Burrow and Herbert, but maybe as we get into December and the weather's changing and it's getting windier, maybe we get a 24-21 type game.
Yeah, over under on holding calls in this one is going to drive me up the wall. How about my other play too on my play card? I got the Cardinals and the Vikings on the teaser, 6-point teaser. The Cardinals down to laying 1.5 on the road, and then the Vikings laying 1 point as well. So I kind of feel confident about that situation as well.
Yeah, I think these are two plays, Pritch, where we're pretty good in terms of a favorite and bringing them down a little bit. Number one with Minnesota, pretty good bet versus dollar discrepancy with them as well. They're getting 64% of bets, which you know the public's going to want to bet against Detroit, who's really struggled this year, although they're covering quite a few numbers, which is why I think it's a smart move for you, Pritch, to tease them down a little bit. But the Minnesota Vikings are getting 64% of bets, 80% of money. Again, public, but bigger, sharper wagers in their favor. You open minus seven, you're up to 7.5. I like how you're bringing this thing down through a key number. And then, Pritch, also with Arizona, they got something crazy going on right now. They're 6-0 ATS on the road. They've covered a lot of road numbers here, whether it's Colt McCoy, whether it's Kyler Murray. They're covering regardless. They're getting 75% of bets, but 88% of money. So, again, I don't like being with the 75% side, the 68% side, but at least you're getting more money, which tells me it may not solely be public, casual, you know, $5 bets from the, people hanging out at the bar. Maybe you get bigger wagers here because of that discrepancy. And, again, bringing these numbers down, Pritch, I think you're in a better spot to cover.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was looking at as well, Josh, because of the fact, okay, DeAndre Hopkins is coming back. Okay, maybe the line gets inflated a little bit, but then also Kyler Murray as well. That combination maybe adds some juice to the line here, but they could be rusty. You know, Kyler Murray's been off a few weeks. And, you know, it takes some time to kind of get back to game speed. And, you know, you can practice all you want, but you got to go out there and play the games too. Same thing with Hopkins. I mean, he's got the hamstring situation. I wonder how much he takes it easy until he feels fully confident with that leg there.
Yeah, I think that's kind of your one concern here. Again, you love getting your big guys back, but you're also concerned, hey, will they be rusty? Will they be ready to, you know, when the moving train's going 100 miles an hour, Pritch, and you've been sitting at the station, it's kind of hard to jump on it and get back to the way you were. So that would be a concern. And then, Pritch, you know, I just got to, you know, needle you a little bit. Guess who the ref is for this one?
Oh, Lord.
Jerome Boger. Your buddy, he's 55% ATS to the home team. So, again, okay. We're having a little fun here.
No, we're not.
Exactly, Fritz. We'll see how this thing goes. But Boger is a home guy, so just keep that in mind.
See, that's what I'm saying right there. I don't normally look at officials when I do make my bets in my plays, but I think I might be compelled to start doing that.
Might have to, Pritch. And again, you know, you kind of seeing the way these teams have been trending here. Little tease to my playbook in the next segment. This is another windy under. You've got a lot of money on this Arizona-Chicago under. Open around 46. It's down to 43. There's a lot of lopsided bets. Michael Lombardi mentioned this on Lombardi Line. There's a lot of windy unders. There are a lot of really good teaser opportunities through multiple key numbers. Pritch, there's weeks where the NFL board, it's like you got to search to find a bet you like. This week, I think, is either going to be a really good week or a really bad week for the books because there are a lot of lopsided bets and there's a lot of opportunities here across the board. I think you got a lot of value this weekend. Hopefully, it's a good weekend.
Totally agree with that right there, Josh. I mean, the Cardinals, 9-2, too. So I would think the onus is on them to kind of try to get that number one seed if they can, but they lost a head-to-head to the Packers. So maybe a sense of urgency on the side of the Cardinals. Coming up, we get into Josh Applebaum's best bets coming up this weekend. That's next.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This segment of Betting Across America is brought to you by Zen Nicotine Pouches, a fresh way to enjoy nicotine without all the baggage of cigarettes, dip, or vape. No more smelling like an ashtray, no more spit cups, and no batteries to charge or leaky equipment to deal with. Zen Nicotine Pouches are smoke-free, spit-free, and available in 10 varieties like Spearmint, Wintergreen, Citrus, and many more. Each variety comes in two strengths, so you can easily find the satisfaction level that's perfect for you. Zen, which is America's number one nicotine pouch, is available in over 100,000 locations nationwide, meaning it's never been easier to find your Zen. So head over to zyn.com/find to locate a store near you. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back to the show, Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you. So, Josh, into your playbook, Best Bets by Josh Applebaum. I love this. We just talked about the Cardinals and the Bears. They're on your card in terms of the total in this game.
Yeah, they are, Pritch. And again, you went 2-0 last week. I had a rough week that I don't want to really remember here. So we're going to turn the page so we can get back on track.
Right, let's do it.
This is a system. Let's do it, Pritch. Yeah, this is a system, again, we talk about all the time, probably beating a dead horse at this point. But I love these windy unders that you can identify early, get a good number on, get some closing line value, and maybe layer in some other factors at play. So my first play of the week will be the Cardinals and the Bears under 44. Now, this total opened out a lot of shops, Pritch, 46. I jumped on the 44 thinking, hey, I'm not getting the best of it. But a lot of times with these windy unders, once kind of the news of a really bad weather game, they kind of the public gets onto it, then even they start to pile on and the line drops even further. So now this total is down to 42.5. So a lot of money moving toward this under. You do have the Bears as a really good under team this year, 8-3 to the under. Just found out that Andy Dalton is going to start this game. So hopefully more deliberate, chewing up the clock, you know, not garnering too much offense here, Pritch. Mm-hmm. But looking at the system matches and the weather in general, this is your top windy under, 15 to 20 mile an hour winds in Chicago here. It's also could be really rainy. The rain could have an effect here as well. If you look at these windy unders, 10 miles an hour more, 35 and 20, 64% this year. And also if you look at just in general, these low totals going under when the total's 45 or less, Pritch, which the public says that's super low. These teams can easily get into the 20s. That 45 or less under is actually 36 and 23, 61% this year. So that's a windy underplay for me. And hopefully maybe the Cardinals are a little bit rusty and the Bears continue to play these methodical low-scoring games. I'll go under 44 in Chicago.
Okay, another play for, on your card, Broncos, Chiefs, and you also looking at a total in this game.
Yeah, also looking at the total here, Pritch, and I'm kind of liking Denver as well. We did notice Denver. You and I did the show yesterday with it where they were 10, hinting down to 9.5. A lot of these books are at 9.5 and even looking like they may get down to 9. So there's movement toward the Broncos who are playing well and obviously would be a divisional dog, primetime dog, a lot of matches there. But I'm going to go under here, Pritch. The total opened 49. It's been bet down to 47. This is another big weather play where you're getting about 15 to 17 mile an hour winds. It's going to be about 40 degrees at Arrowhead. So we have the windy under match. We also have the Denver Broncos, which our guest yesterday talked about as being a really good under team. They're 9-2 to the under this year, Pritch. And if you look at another system match to this windy under, would be a late season divisional under. So when you get late in the year, week 12 and on, and you're playing a divisional opponent, there's not a lot that either team doesn't know about each other, so that just makes it easier or a better situation for defenses to hold offenses in check. Late season divisional unders, week 12 and on, the last decade, 57%. So I took the under 47.5. Okay. Hopefully you can find the hook. I think it's getting down to 47 now, though.
So some trends here. I mean, Andy Reid off a bye, people are aware of that. Certainly, you think about Teddy Two Gloves too. As a dog, road dog. I mean, you probably have that information. So you've seen this line go down a little bit. I think Nate Kreckman, who was on the show yesterday from Altitude Sports out there in Denver, in terms of the Broncos maybe getting inside that number, it was at 10, I believe, at the time. It's realistic to me. I mean, you look at Fangio, and I played against Fangio when he was a linebackers coach and certainly know about him when he became a defensive coordinator. You know, the Broncos defensively, they only have allowed 13 total red zone touchdowns on the year so far. I don't know if people are aware of that, but they're a bend but don't break kind of defense, trying to get it right up front. Bradley Chubb coming back could help apply pressure too, and we all know about the situation with the Chiefs in their offensive line as well.
Yeah, and I think this is just an automatic public play of the Chiefs, Pritch, because of that little nugget you had. Andy Reid off a bye, who wins a ton, covers a lot of numbers. And there are those little stats that the public just latches onto, and they don't need to know anything else. Just lay it with the Chiefs here who are rested and ready to go. But I'm with you. You know, Teddy Two Gloves as a dog, 26-8 against the spread, 76%. He's been covering a ton of these numbers in general. And, Pritch, I think you hit the nail on the head. If you're going to cover this number with Denver, which you really wanted the key number of 10 here, it is starting to fall a little bit. But you need exactly what you said. When Casey gets into the red zone, you got to hold them to 3 points instead of 7.
Right.
That's going to be your ticket to covering the game. But in these divisional spots, prime time, to me, I'm with the dog and with the under in most cases, and the same thing here.
Yeah, I can't get the fact out of my mind that the league flexed this game before the Broncos even played the Chargers. So I can't get that. I can't escape that thought. I've got the Patriots and the Steelers. You have them on a teaser card as well.
Yeah, we got some teasers here, Pritch. Okay. So New England, I took +3 anyway, but now if you can only get a 2.5, I would like to take them up to 8.5. Again, there's going to be a big game. We haven't had a big game in New England since Tom Brady left. Mac Jones on the road going to Buffalo. But a lot of matches to the Patriots here. They open getting 3. They're down to 2.5 at a lot of shops. Road dogs +3 or less are 63% ATS this year. You also look at dogs off a blowout win. You win by 20 or more, you come back the next week, you're 60% ATS the last 5 years. So I like this spot with the Patriots just in general. But if you can tease them up 2.5 to 8.5, I like that angle there, getting a better number in prime time. And then I'll pair them with Pittsburgh here, Pritch. I think you're really buying low on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and everybody's betting Baltimore. It's one of the most lopsided plays of the week. People are off the Pittsburgh train. They've really struggled here as of late. But this is the kind of time where I like to bet on these teams when they have a lot of value, when the public totally dismisses them. So a lot of these books open Baltimore only laying 3 on the road. And now they're getting 60, 70% of bets. They're all the way up to 4.5. So anytime I see a dog 4.5, to me, it's a teaser up to 10.5. You go through 7, you go through 10. This would also be a Mike Tomlin dog system match. 4-2 ATS is a dog this year, 42-21 ATS, 67% in his career. So to me, I'm almost pretty much comfortable with the 4.5 anyway on Pittsburgh and the 3 anyway on New England. But if we can tease it up a little bit, give us a little more wiggle room, I think those are viable options this week.
Absolutely. I mean, I love those plays too. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why the Steelers are not trying to run the football more. I think that's probably to their advantage as Big Ben struggles with this offense. I mean, it stands out like a sore thumb, Josh, in terms of Big Ben, his inability to understand the nuances of this offense and how to execute that. I mean, it's out the window for this guy. And it's like, okay, why not make it simple for him? Run the football, be in advantageous down and distance situations for that offense.
I'm right there with you, Pritch. Again, you're kind of getting back to basics here. You're gonna need some of these injured guys to come back. You know, we don't know about TJ Watt and some of these others, but I'm with you. And the other thing, Pritch, is historically Pittsburgh, Baltimore, we see a lot of low scoring games. Just anecdotally, and the evidence bears it out. A lot of 20-17 games, a lot of 17-14 games. The Ravens have played a lot of low scoring games recently. It was 16-10 against Cleveland. It was 16-13 against Chicago, 22-10 against Miami. They've cashed 3 straight unders and gone way under. So now you're in the division where a lot of familiarity. This total open 44. It hasn't moved off of 44, even though a lot of public betting is on Lamar Jackson in the over. That could be another under opportunity there.
Yeah, I mean, another team that struggles to score points early on in games too. I mean, playing catch up in a lot of games, it helps to have Lamar Jackson doing what he's capable of doing. And then the Washington football team with the Buccaneers on a teaser as well, Josh, what did you see in this one?
Yeah, so this is what we mentioned earlier, Pritch. A lot of movement toward Washington, a good low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy here. I just kind of like what I'm seeing out of this Washington football team. They're pretty scrappy. Heineke's making plays. Their defense seems to be improving a little bit here. Yeah, there are some guys who you mentioned, Pritch, who are going to miss this game, McKissick and Landon Collins, but the line hasn't gone the other way with the news of these guys being out. A lot of these books were 2.5, 3. You're down to 1.5. A lot of these situations, when you're a contrarian and you have a reverse line move, they're good teaser opportunities because you're not getting the best of the number as it stands with a conventional spread, but you're with a sharp move, and then you're teasing them up going through multiple key numbers. So I like the football team here. I'm kind of protecting myself, Pritch, against like a 3-point loss where the football team doesn't cover the 1.5. So let's tease them up. Let's take them up to 7.5, go through 3, go through 7. And then looking for another dance partner, Pritch, I like Tampa Bay. Maybe this is a dangerous play here, but I've seen a lot of money on Tampa Bay. I typically don't love, laying big points on a road favorite here. But Tampa Bay going to Atlanta, who they've had their number here recently, or at least since Tom Brady got there. Tampa Bay open -9.5. They've been bet up to -11. Does it get to 11.5? I don't know. But I'm looking at that 11, taking it down to -5. That way you go through the 10, you go through the 7. And the last two times these teams played, Pritch, you had some big, big blowout wins here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Last two times they've played, you had a score of 48-25 Tampa and a 44-27 Tampa. And if I'm going to bet on a favorite to cover a number, I want a good offense against a team that doesn't put up a lot of points. Maybe that was my mistake with the Saints yesterday going up against Dallas. But Tampa Bay is averaging 31 a game, only 18 for Atlanta. That's your ticket there. I'll tease down the Bucs in this spot.
Atlanta has Patterson back, though. I mean, know how that offense changes when he's in the backfield or wherever on the field.
And Pritch, we have to pay the juice, anytime we make a bet in sports betting. Do they pay juice to Bill Belichick because he turned Patterson into a running back? I always wonder that. He kind of got that whole thing going there.
Yeah, I think everybody pays him juice because he's Bill Belichick, for instance. I mean, you think about this play, too, that you have here with the football team. They have been stout against the run, too, so you wonder if they can make the Raiders one-dimensional in that aspect of the game. Come up next, more Betting Across America right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotions section. Then pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week. And if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours, plus hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account and try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and make weekend football even better. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21 years old. Please gamble responsibly. If you feel that you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you. So, Josh, one of the games we're going to hit here, Jaguars and the Rams. Now, the reason why I didn't make a bet on it, I don't know what the Rams are or what their identity is at this point. It could be a get-right spot for them, certainly, because it's the Jaguars, a confidence builder, which they desperately need right now. But in terms of playing or betting this game, staying away from this big number now, minus 13, for the Rams. Now, the Jags, they upset the Buffalo Bills earlier this year. I don't know what the number was. I can't remember what that spread was. But this one, minus 13, seems lofty to me here with the Rams.
It does seem lofty, Pritch. And you mentioned it. The public sees a very simple get-right spot for the Rams, who have struggled and really trying to get this thing going. We think of the Rams about their 7-1 start and all these star players that the public wants to bet against. That's the case here again this weekend. Mm-hmm. 75% of bets are on the Rams, so they're a very big public side. But, Pritch, I wouldn't lay the points of the Rams here. Maybe it is a get-right spot. Maybe, you know, their best medicine right now is to go up against a rookie coach, rookie quarterback, and roll against the Jaguars here. But what is the market telling you? Even though 75% of bets are laying the points with the Rams, the line's actually going to Jacksonville. A lot of these books open minus 13.5 at home for the Rams. Now it's down to 13. Some juice is really on the plus 13, minus 115 to Jacksonville. Like, it may get down to 12.5. So this is kind of a blueprint reverse line move. Public on the Rams, heavy, 75%, yet the line's going to the Jaguars. If 75% of bets are on Rams, why didn't this tick up to minus 14, minus 15? That's normally what we see with such lopsided betting. Tells me you had some respect to money come in on the Jags and the points here. And Pritch, we know road dogs have been great this year overall. They're 64-40 ATS on the year. But if you look at specifically big December dogs, if you're a dog in December, mm-hmm. getting 10 points or more, last decade, you're 56% ATS, so I wouldn't be so quick to run to the window and say it's a get-right spot for the Rams. It may be, but if anything, I'd go Jags in the points, not laying it with Los Angeles.
Yeah, the Bills were laying 16.5. Now, they were on the road, too, on the road. The Rams at home laying just 13 in this game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. How about this other one, the Eagles and the Jets? The Eagles laying 6.5. Okay, this game is very interesting to me, too. I'm not betting it, even a total, because of the unknown commodity of the Eagles. Like, are they a running football team? Are they a Jalen Hurts kind of play-action football team? Shane Steichen, the offense coordinator, he's inconsistent, too. Kind of working through some things, as well as Sirianni. I mean, there's a lot to prove here, but yet when they were playing well and winning games, people wanted to say, okay, they could make a playoff run. I think the Eagles are really, really flawed still, predictable at times too, but yet they're playing the Jets. And so I cannot back the Jets. I don't care who they're playing against. That's just on my do not playlist.
Pritch, that's probably the best way. We can end the segment now. Just lay off the Jets here. I think you're right. But give them a little credit. You know, you cover and win that game outright last week against Houston, plus three down to 2.5 in that spot. But I'm with you in terms of the Eagles. What do we get from them? This is a really hard team to kind of understand, and what is their identity? You know, they're playing well. They went 2-0. You beat Denver. You crushed New Orleans. And then we start thinking, wow, you know, all the Philly money. Could you win the division? Could you catch the Cowboys? They were like a really trendy team off that 2-game win streak. And then what do? You go to the Giants and you lay an egg and you lose 13-7 as a 4-point favorite. So they have this kind of game in them where you're expected to win. You're playing the Jets. You're getting on track. It's a short, travel there from Philly to New York. But yet they're open to these, drops or laps in play here. Whenever mm-hmm. you expect them to be playing well and get mojo going, that's when they take a step back. So they're coming off a loss. This is a really public play. Almost 70% of bets are laying it here with the Eagles on the road. But it looks line freeze-ish to me with the Jets. It opened -6.5 Eagles. It got to 7 at one point. A lot of these sevens, though, if you see them, are really juiced up to the Jets, +7, -120, like they're coming back down to 6.5. So the easy thing is, just play the Eagles. They're the better team. They should win. They should cover. Tease them down. I think all these thoughts are going through public bettors' minds. I would lay off or even go Jets plus seven here, Pritch. I just am not a believer, and I don't know what to expect out of this Philly team.
Yeah, I mean, Philly, they either do things right, which run the football, which, okay, we can amass over 200 yards and kind of control the clock and do things that way, but get to the red zone or close to the red zone, and, okay, we're going to drop passes. We're going to have penalties. We're going to have turnovers. I mean, they do a lot of things correct, but then they also mess up a lot of times, too. That's why I can't really gauge the Eagles at this point.
I'm the same exact way, Pritch. And again, when you're going to make a bet, you got to map out a reason in your handicap to feel confident in betting a team. So this isn't the sort of situation where just from a very basic standpoint of a road team laying 7 points, getting a big majority of bets and a really popular play, I never like to make those bets here. Now, you can look at last night and say Cowboys were a road team, big support their popular play, and they rolled and they covered. So again, it may not matter. Maybe the Eagles cover this number, but with a Jekyll and Hyde team like Philly, I don't want to lay these points on the road. If anything, again, I would lean Jets plus seven.
All right, let's get to college football. Some good games. College football championship week. A couple of championship games. Western Kentucky and UTSA. I'm not playing this game. Western Kentucky laying 3.5 to total 72.5.
So, Pritch, I got a money line play on Western Kentucky here. I really like this move toward Western Kentucky in the Conference USA Championship. On the one hand, UTSA, who was undefeated for quite a bit of the season, they're 11-1. They lost their undefeated season last week when they lost to North Texas 45-23 as an 8.5-point favorite. But the public still sees that really good record, 11-1, and now you're getting points. Give me UTSA all day. However, Western Kentucky, Pritch, they were a complete, tale of two cities, Charles Dickens, tale of two halves here. They opened 1-4, and they looked like they're going to have a bad year. They've won 7 straight, and they are rolling against teams. You crushed Marshall 53-21 last week, easily covering the one there. So on the one hand, you have an undefeated team who was really up, and now they hit a bit of a tough stretch here after that loss to North Texas versus a Western Kentucky team that has put up a ton of points, almost 44 points a game, and really playing well at the right time. But this is all about the line move to me, Pritch. Mm-hmm. This game opened out of Pick'em, or some shops were even UTSA -3, -2, and we've seen a huge move here to Western Kentucky where they're now laying 3.5. If you look at this bet versus dollar split, it's about 50-50 down the middle in terms of bets, but 70% of money is on Western Kentucky. So that's that low bets, higher dollar split that I like to look at. And again, if you're laying 3.5 right now, the hook is out there. You missed the key number. You're kind of late to the party. So that's why for me, Pritch, I want to be with this sharp move, but I don't want to get hit if they win by 3 and you lose with the hook. So I'm going to go money line. I'll lay the 165, kind of like when you're betting hockey or baseball money line play. I won't have to worry about the points. Just win the game. I'm on Western Kentucky. I really like this line move on a team that's playing very well recently.
Okay, I haven't made a play yet on this game. I'm interested, though. Oregon, Utah, a rematch right there, but it's for the Pac-12 championship. There's going to be a lot of it's going to be an atmosphere that you want to see in a conference championship game. Let's just say that. I believe it's going to be juiced up. Now, Oregon. Here's Josh, where some angles might come into play. They have pro players on that team, maybe perhaps the number one overall pick. This is a game in which, you're going to play your heart out on this one. You're probably going to skip the bowl game. Now, Utah has been through a lot off the field, and I just they have a lot of emotion in this game, too, and certainly a chance of winning a Pac-12 championship. So this game is juiced up to me. It's -2.5 for Utah and 58 to total.
Yeah, I like Oregon in this game, Pritch. And by the way, you're going to do the coin toss at center field or midfield here today. So it should be a good one when you have your finest threads on there at the middle of the field. But anyway, Pritch, I like Oregon here for a couple reasons. Number one, this is a public play to Utah, but yet the line is going to Oregon. A lot of these books open Utah laying 3 points. It's either stayed 3 or down to 2.5. Again, when you're betting on sports, you got to have multiple outs and shop for the best number because we're showing 2.5, but I definitely see some books out there at a 3. It's juiced up. You're going to have to pay a premium here on the VIG, +3 at like -115. But the line is going to Oregon, even though a slight majority of bets are on Utah. So that just in terms of regardless of, how these teams have played recently or anything else, the market is telling you public Utah, yet line going to Oregon. But I really like this buy low revenge angle, Pritch, because if you go back just a couple weeks ago, there was a really sharp fade the trendy dog play where Utah rolled against Oregon. They beat them 38-7. You really crushed them in that game. And the public is saying 2 weeks ago, you win by 31. Now you're only laying 2.5. Give me Oregon all day. So I like this revenge angle. And it's also, Pritch, Oregon was a 3-point, or Utah was a 3-point favorite at home.
Right.
Now it's a neutral site and it's still 3. you know, to me, that seems a little bit fishy. I'll take the points with Oregon here.
And how different will Utah be in this game? I mean, they're pretty much going to run the same thing. Now, it's just a matter of Oregon putting on that headgear and getting after it. And I think they get after it a little bit, too, in this game.
And keep an eye on the under, Pritch. Two really good rushing teams. The total fell 60 to 57.5. Have a great time at the game, my man.
I'm going to keep an eye on a lot of things, Josh. Great job. Have a great weekend.
You too, Pritch.
Absolutely. That'll do it. The Edge coming up next.